The pandemic is doing a real number on New York's commercial real estate. Joining us on our newsline is New York Magazine business columnist Josh Barrow. Josh, how bad is it right now?
I mean, it's bad. It's, you know, if you think about it, you have all these offices that are empty, all these retail stores and restaurants that are closed. And that means that a lot of people aren't paying their rents, especially retailers. About half of retail tenants nationally have not been paying their rent during this pandemic. And the landlords don't have a lot of recourse. I mean, what are you going to do? Evict the restaurant and lease it to somebody who's going to open a new restaurant when you can't operate a restaurant? And so obviously that matters if you own a building, but it could have significant longer term economic effects. You could have foreclosures on these buildings, and that sort of reverberates through the economy and slows the economy down. There's also the issue that state and local governments really rely on these kinds of properties for their tax base. New York taxes office buildings at a very high rate. If in the long run you have a lot of companies that decide, hey, working from home has worked pretty well, maybe we don't need so much office space, that impacts the city's ability to collect tax on those office buildings, collect tax on residents of New Jersey and Connecticut who work in the city but don't consume a lot of services here. And that means in the long run, cities like New York could have to either cut back significantly on their spending or they'd have to raise more taxes on their residents, collect more income tax, more residential property tax on people's homes in order to make up that gap.
Yeah, I was wondering what happens if, like, work from home becomes a thing. Do you have a crystal ball? What's the outlook for the rest of this year and maybe a year or so moving forward?
You know, I mean, it really depends on two things. It depends on how long this crisis goes on, how long it takes for us to have a vaccine or effective medical treatments that allow people to get back to normal, get back into their offices, have stores reopen. And then it depends in the long term on how much permanent change there is. I mean, retail was already in trouble before we got into this crisis. People were shopping online more. One thing that owners of malls and other retail real estate had been doing was moving more toward what they call experiential tenants. You want restaurants, bars, gyms, spas, places where people actually have to go in person to get the service. But of course, those are the sorts of things that have been really impacted by the pandemic. You shouldn't go dine indoors at a restaurant right now. And so part of the question is how long will that be impractical to do? And then how many people will make permanent changes away from that sort of stuff? A lot of people who can't go to their gym have taken up some home exercise thing. Maybe they bought a piece of equipment or a service. Some of them will stick with that. So you may permanently have fewer customers for gyms, fewer customers for certain other kinds of in-person services. And then that could mean in the long run, it's still hard to find tenants for those retail spaces. And that means lower values, less tax collection.
Good analysis. Josh Barrow at New York Magazine. Thank you for coming on.
Absolutely. Thank you.